To meet climate goals, some organizations use a mechanism called carbon offsets to counteract some of their emissions. MTPR's Ellis Julin has more on how the University of Montana is using them.
Eva Rock is the University of Montana's sustainability director. She says reducing direct greenhouse gas emissions, like heating a building, is easier than trying to cut indirect ones, like the fossil fuels emitted by driving cars to and from campus every day.
When it comes to emissions resulting from individual choices and behavior over which we have limited control as university decision makers, then we're left with relatively few options on the table, and carbon offsets are one of those options.
Rock's office created a carbon neutral commuter program. It's an optional membership staff and students can purchase for $18 along with their parking permit. UM's Office of Sustainability matches those memberships. They then use the money to purchase carbon offsets from a Montana nonprofit called the Well Done Foundation.
So with the funds that we have raised through the membership, we were able to purchase 40 metric tons equivalent of CO2 worth of offsets last year.
The money helps the foundation buy and cap abandoned oil and gas wells. These old wells emit planet-warming gases like methane. Curtis Shuck runs the foundation and says these emissions stop once a well is capped.
We measure before on multiple times, and then we measure afterwards once the well is plugged. And it's literally, you know, think of it like this, it's gas on, gas off, right? So that's how we determine what the methane reduction is.
Shuck says the offsets UM purchased were used to cap wells near Shelby. 45 people opted into the carbon neutral membership in the fall of 2025. Rock says she hopes the word gets out and more commuters sign on in the future. In Missoula, I'm Ellis Julin.